As expected, virtual reality was a major focus at this year's CES, and 2016 is the year when some virtual reality gear will actually go on sale, including the hotly anticipated Oculus Rift. Pre-orders started during the CES week, but the entire virtual reality market is still pretty unproven. At CES, I talked to Oculus CEO Brendan Erieb about the future of VR and that company.
So we were really focused on quality and the product experience. We wanted to make sure that we got that right. We wanted to deliver a product experience that was comfortable, that was compelling, that was incredibly immersive. VR in the past has been plagued with challenges around those aspects, and we feel like we got it right with the Rift, with the consumer version of the Rift, and it took a few iterations. It took several years, but the technology is all there, the science is all there now, and we're quickly ramping up content as well, and so at launch, there's going to be a lot to do, mostly focused around gaming at first. Gaming is a really big focus for us as a company and for the ecosystem, but you're starting to see a lot more beyond just games coming to the Rift. You're seeing things in architecture and simulation, medical, automotive, just across the board, there's a lot of experience, a lot of even creation and art and design is happening now in the Rift.
And so do you consider that part of the business model for virtual reality and Oculus in particular? Because you've always said you were gaming focused.
Gaming is going to be a very big category and a very, very big focus of VR forever. It is definitely a fully immersive 3D experience. If you think about the PC or the mobile device having a 2D user interface and GUI on it, whether it's Windows or Android or iOS, VR has a 3D experience. It's inherently fully 3D and built on a 3D game engine. And so a lot of the experiences are going to all be built on 3D game technology. A lot will be games. A lot will be beyond just games. But they're all at the heart and soul built on 3D game technology. And we are 3D game developers at Oculus.
Yep. So is it a sort of a double business strategy then to sell the devices and have that gaming ecosystem but also license the technology?
That's right. So on the Rift, we're making the device ourselves, all the hardware, the entire stack, all the software. We're also making some content, a small amount of content. And then we have Oculus Studios, which is funding developers out in the ecosystem, fully funding entire games that are going to be focused on the Rift. And then there's a very broad third-party market of developers creating experiences for the Rift. So that's on the PC VR side. On the mobile side, we're out licensing our software stack. Right now, we're tightly partnered with Samsung for the Samsung Gear VR, and we're licensing all the software, all the technology that's behind the Gear VR is licensed from Oculus to Samsung to produce that product. And that's a little bit of a different model where we're out working with partners to manufacture the hardware, whereas on the PC side with the Rift, we're manufacturing it ourselves.
And that lets you be a little bit of a player, really. I mean, are you at some point the technology driver for virtual reality?
Well, we've been the leader now for several years.
Right.
We're very confident that we'll continue to be the leader going forward. It is becoming a bigger industry and a bigger market, which we're really excited about. We didn't want to be one of the only companies in VR. We want to be one of many companies in the category. And so creating the industry was a very important focus for us. You know, really kind of spurring that and helping to incubate and being a catalyst for that was very important. This is only going to work if there's a lot of people developing content, a lot of people just evangelizing VR. And now there is just thousands of people getting into VR, really more every day.
So there's thousands of people getting into VR. You're finally shipping a consumer product. Right now, there's only a potential market. How long do you think it will take to develop into a market? Is that happening today?
Well, it is already happening on the mobile side. So with Gear VR, we've already seen a pretty unprecedented number of sales of Gear VR for a first generation new product category. People have never had virtual reality on their faces before as a consumer product, as a consumer audience. So like you said, there wasn't a consumer market before. Now there is with the Gear VR. The sales exploded and took off much faster than both Oculus and Samsung expected. So that was great news, and that was very encouraging and inspiring. So there already is a marketplace there that's developing and coming. And now with the Rift, seeing the pre-orders today, seeing what we were just able to accomplish in the last 2 hours is incredibly inspiring. And we're seeing actually more pre-orders than we've ever seen on you know, any product we've been a part of yet on the Rift.
I don't know if you can give me these numbers, but are you also seeing people order the PCs to go along with the Rift? Because it requires some serious, I think NVIDIA said only 1% of PCs are virtual reality ready or can actually really handle this hardware. So it's a pretty expensive undertaking for a consumer, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of PCs out there. So a small percentage of, several billion or at least well over a billion PCs is still a good market to be attached to. And I think if you look at the trend and kind of the roadmap going forward, more and more PCs every day are coming online that are compatible with VR, with the Rift. And we are going to be launching our Oculus Ready PC bundles, a Rift plus a PC, starting at $14.99 in February. And so those are going to come online in about a month. And we're very excited to be working with Asus, Dell, and Alienware, already announced so far, with more partners coming online over the next few months. So there's going to be a lot of PCs out there that are Oculus ready, that are Rift ready, that you can plug into, that just work right out of the box. But like you said, it's not all PCs. Customers definitely have to be aware of that. If you're pre-ordering the Rift, you have to know what you're getting into in terms of the PC recommended specification that you need. Does your PC work? Is it compatible? If not, you're going to need to either upgrade your video card, most likely, your GPU, or you need to upgrade your entire PC. The good news is we have fairly low-cost bundles. Starting at $14.99 with a Rift is pretty low cost.
How do you think consumer adoption will go? Do you think it will start with a full-fledged Rift and PC, or do you think people will get used to it with something like a Gear VR and then eventually build virtual reality rooms into their houses? I mean, I feel like a VR room could be the new man cave, but that's a ways out.
Yeah, I mean, if you look broadly and kind of into the future, PC VR is most likely going to be a smaller category of enthusiasts and gamers than broad mobile VR. Mobile VR at $99 is a much more affordable price point for a much broader audience than PC VR at $599 or with a PC at $1499. They're just, price point wise, you're going to most likely see more adoption on the mobile side as we move forward. Now, I do think in the first generation, you'll actually see most likely a fairly equal amount of adoption, because there's such a built-up enthusiast base for super immersive, high-quality, high-end VR. And that's going to happen first and foremost on the PC. So it's going to be popular in both categories. Long term, the reason that we have a partner strategy on the mobile is to get it out to as many people as possible, to put great VR in the hands of everyone. And on the PC side, we really are focusing on delivering the best VR experience in the world, in the market, and doing the entire stack ourselves.
And then finally, what do you think are some of the most interesting potential applications for VR that are not movies, that are not gaming? You know, people get stuck in a rut when they talk about what VR can do, but I'm sure you have ideas.
I think that art and media creation design is going to be very popular. We have an experience called Oculus Medium where you can go in and design 3D art. People haven't really been designing 3D art in the past in a way that consumers would acquire or buy or want that 3D art. They've only been designing it for games or movies. 3D artists make game and movie assets. For the first time, you're going to have artists come in to VR and be able to design art that consumers, VR consumers, want to have in their virtual homes and in their virtual environments. And that's going to be very, very exciting. So the art side and design side is super inspiring. I also think that looking at the social aspect, you just tried Toy Box, which is one of our demos for Oculus Rift and Touch. So in Toy Box, you're dropped into this kind of sandbox environment where you look around on a table and you have a lot of different objects that you can pick up and interact with. You have things like slingshots, you have little laser guns, you have different toys and fireworks, and there's just this collection of fun things to interact with. And you can use your hands with Oculus Touch, which is coming later this year. You can use your hands and reach out and interact with those objects just like you would in the real world, but now in the virtual world. And it's really, really fun. You got to try it yourself. What did you think?
It was really, really fun. I totally agree. Well, and there was a person, right? You were going to say there's a person there with you which is also kind of new, this avatar idea.
Exactly. That's one of the big areas. So when you ask what beyond just games and maybe art and design, architecture, things like that, I think that the social side of being able to see another person face-to-face who's not really there physically in your room or in your home with you when you're playing, but is somewhere else in their own room or home, but feels virtually like they're right in front of you, where you can look at their face, look at their hands and their gestures. They can hand you a block. You can pick it up. You can play ping pong together if you wanted. And that person could be hundreds of miles away. That's an incredibly exciting future. And that's a future that really only virtual reality enables. We think it's going to be a very big part of the future of VR.